Shalom Avracha, we are continuing Mizmor Kuf Yutes. Ashrei, Ashrei, how happy and fortunate we have to be the Tmimei Derech, the people that pay attention to the Edus of Hashem on a daily basis, all the Nisim, Chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with our nation, from our forefathers, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are the Edus that are written in the Torah throughout Tanakh. And even the Edus that we see in our own time, the Nisan that we just went through recently with Kodesh Bo's supernatural Hatzol of Klal Yisrael, the missiles of Iran, all kind of things, the day-to-day basis that we're going through. The next verse, it says that Af lo yipolu avlo bidrochav halochu. They did not do any evil, and they went in the ways of Hashem. This is a result of the above. The thing that gives us the power and clarity to always do the right behavior is the fact that we pay attention to how much good we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, we feel we are such recipients of the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could we go against the ways of Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, go against its mitzvahs, against its midas? We know drochav halochu, the same words as the pasuk in the Torah, v'alachta bidrochav. And we know that that mitzvah, v'alachta bidrochav, is a mitzvah to have midas toivas. That's the way the Rambam brings it. Mitzvah mahu rachum, v'ata rachum. And the Rambam says not only going on the midah of rachmanas, it's going all the midas toivas v'akadosh baruch hu. That is the drochav halochu. And the reason and the way and the koyach that we have to overpower our midas is by the fact that we pay attention to the wonderful midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, how he has sustained us from the beginning of times, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, he has given us the Torah, given us the Beis Hamikdash, and even though we didn't deserve to have it, we're in Golus, but still he watches over us in miraculous ways to this very day. The Medrash says an interesting thing. It says that the Pasuk adds this word, Af lo polo avla. Af, even so, kilo. The Medrash Darshans, Mau af, what is this af over here? Ein ha af nogea bohem. Midas hadin does not touch them because they lo polo avlo b'drochav halochu. They didn't go in the evil ways, they went in the righteous ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like another point. Aside from being happy by the fact that we recognize the greatness of Hashem and we follow the ways of Hashem, we should know that protects us from af, from the anger kavayochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protects us from the midas hadin. Because by the fact that we overpower our negative parts, that is a supernatural behavior. According to the nature, a person is a Baal Gaiva. He lives his life with Gaiva. A person goes after his physical pleasures. That's what runs his life. We do not let that run our lives. We have our spiritual side being the part that runs our lives. That's above the natural state. We live supernatural life. We live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all the chasodim. That protects us from the af. So this recognition on a daily basis of how much we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the happiness we have to reciprocate and do His will also gives us a special protection. It puts us into the oilam of Midas HaChesed and takes us away from the dinim of the world. It's interesting to note that Gemara in the third pack of Tainus has all kind of stories about tzaddikim that were malumodim benitzim, they did nisim. And if you look at the Gemaras, when described the Maisim Miuchodim of these people, it was all with Midas Toivis, how they cared for other people. Knowing Bitsnias, how they know with Anova. Those are the three basic things that basically are brought out. And that's the idea behind it. If a person goes through his life controlling, his natural drive, whether it's his drive of being selfish and cares about the other, being a natural drive of being a haughty person, and he humbles himself. Taivas, the other rabbi does what he can to control himself and protect himself and others from their taivas. So he's going against the natural mahalach. That puts him to Kodesh Baruch Hu's special oilam, oilam lamalam and ateva, and that gives him the koyach to be a bal moifis. Today, we don't have to be a bal moifis to change the laws of nature. Other Rambam Gemara says it's not even recommended. It can be a dangerous thing to change the laws of nature. But to change our own nature, that is the moifis we can all do. We should all be zeicha to live every day of our lives with that ashrei, I feel so fortunate, I feel so happy that I am one of those that use my seichel to ponder and recognize the Chazdei Hashem on us throughout history and on me every day of my life. Even the hardest days of our lives, the still a chaseldim, we have so much with us. The mere fact that we're alive, the mere fact that we, everything we do properly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah. Every second of life can be a mitzvah, just going with Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have our families, we have Eretz Yisrael, we have everything we have. Mir Hashem will be zeicha to the Ashrei, and will be zeicha to the protection from the Af, and only Chasadim Koyim Echayinu.